as you may see in the news section, that the French government has given leeway for individual companies, industry, to negotiate with their unions a more than 35-hour week. Historically, back in the 80s and 90s, there was a real big move that progress means to work less and less, and people should be able to work a 35-hour week. That'll make them much more happy. As it turned out in France, it really sort of brought the country to the brink of economic collapse. In certain parts of Germany, I believe that they also have a similar ruling. So the present president Sarkozy, part of his political campaign was to actually get French people to work harder and to do more. And although this BBC article states that people are still attached to their 35-hour work week, but then that's the nature of Shudras. They want everything without necessarily deserving it. As Prabhupada would say, they want Ram Raj without Ram. They want the kingdom of Ram without Ramchandra. And they also want wealth and opulence without working for it. And there's just a minimum as to how low the work week can go when it starts to become counterproductive. In other words, when it costs you money and you start losing your wealth and opulence. And that's our business in this world. I remember being on a morning walk with Srila Prabhupada where he was emphasizing, I think we were passing by on a golf course, and early in the morning they were tidying the golf course and working, keeping it clean. And Prabhupada says, just see, he has to work this early in the morning. He said, this is the punishment for being in the material world, is that you have to work. That is something that people want to avoid more and more. The whole idea of industrial revolution is to decrease work, to facilitate that people will work less, although that's not been the case. The whole idea of mechanization, computers, is so that computers, and then of course later on intelligent computers, robots, will actually do the work of mankind, so men can just sit around. And what will they do if they just sit around? An idol's work, idle mind is the devil's workshop, excuse me. So they'll simply do chaos, cause chaos. Our principle, which Krishna enunciates in Bhagavad Gita, is Sri Karmani Abhirata Sam Siddhi Labhyate Nara, is that every person can achieve perfection by the proper performance of his work. We respect work, we honor work, we consider that work should be done in balance with recreation. So here the Lord also says, yukta hara viharascha yukta chaita sukarmasu. People should be encouraged to work. They should learn the art of working, and particularly that type of work which is really translatable into living, and that is agricultural, cow protection. These things are really the most valuable types of work because you directly see the results of your work, or the results of your work can feed you, clothe you. Whereas in modern society, the idea is that if you get some PhD in nuclear physics, then you're really something. Whereas if you're just a cowherd or a farmer, that's a real lowly job. But you can go ahead and eat your molecules and atoms, but that won't be enough to keep you alive. But you can eat the results of your cow protection, which is milk and milk products, and your agriculture, being a farmer, which is wheat and vegetables and so many other wonderful things. So, of course, Kali Yuga means confusion of values. Not only is it that people don't want to work, but even when they do work, they do the wrong type of work. And that falls into the category of Ugra Karma, which then Krishna says becomes the qualification of a demon. They just do all types of work, which is unbeneficial, horrible, and ultimately it's meant to destroy the world. It doesn't mean that everyone's building nuclear bombs, but when people do the type of work which pollutes, has no practical value, increases people's bad qualities, makes people more and more materialistic, then they're doing Ugra Karma, useless work. In any case, people should learn how to work nicely. They should take pride in their work, skilled labor, as we call it, and recognize that, yes, we must work here in this world in order to feed ourselves. Actually, some days back I was speaking with one of our congregation members, and I was asking what her son's doing, and he's now, he's been devotee all his life, and he's now in his early teens. And I asked, is he working? And she says, no, he can't work, government won't let him work. I said, why can't you work? He says, well, they don't allow those who are below 16 years of age to work. And I remember, I think probably since I was 12 or 13 years old, I always used to have a summer job. Summer vacations meant working all of the time, except for probably 2 weeks when I went with my parents on vacation. And not only, and of course, what to speak of university, then it was compulsory to work, both for tuition and to cover your living expenses. And even during, up until the time I went to university, even during the year, on Saturdays, I think it was Thursdays and Saturdays, I would teach swimming. And that's how I got my allowance together. And it never really occurred to me that I should be doing anything else other than that, since that's all I really ever saw at home, which was that my father and mother and everyone of working age was always working. And it's, of course, something that we saw with Srila Prabhupada at the time when people retire. Srila Prabhupada went out to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Of course, Nitya Krishna Das, the constitutional position of the living entity is to serve. So if working in the material world is punishment, then service is our natural constitutional position, our birthright, our inheritance, and service to Krishna is actually a privilege. Devotees value the service that they receive from the Lord as being recognized by Him, being accepted by Krishna, and even sometimes we may find that we've got too much service, and that's a good sign in the sense that it indicates that Krishna very much values a devotee's performance. And by learning how, by encouraging people in the world to work, do the right type of work, and to do it dutifully, they, in contact with Krishna consciousness, learn how to dovetail their work and make their work karma yoga, ultimately bhakti yoga. And when devotional service is done, not just by the inspiration of the rules and regulations, but because one is naturally attached, then devotional service or work becomes spontaneous devotional service, which qualifies us to go back home, back to Godhead, and to perform even more confidential devotional service over there. So, svese karmani abhirata, yes, everyone should be encouraged to achieve perfection through work and dovetailing their work with the process of chanting Hare Krishna. Actually, yesterday when I was chanting some rounds in the afternoon, I noticed outside the window there's a phenomenal storm going on here yesterday. Still now, but it's let up, and it was raining, and the wind was blowing like anything. And I noticed that there were these pair of wrens. They have a nest in between a rafter and the roof tile. And the wind was so strong that every time they tried to go in there, they were feeding their young, because obviously they were taking in bugs and everything. The wind was so strong that the wind would be banging them against the wooden rafter. So it took them like 4 or 5 tries to get in. And then finally they did, and they fed their babies, and then again they were back out again, flying in the really driving rain. Phenomenal wind. I don't know where they were getting bugs at this time under these conditions, but they were. And they kept on doing it. In other words, they kept on working under all circumstances. Why? Because they didn't have any real alternative. Their babies were demanding food, and they couldn't tell them, sorry, it's raining outside. Somehow or another, they managed to do it. And it was really heartrending. It was very inspiring just to see how determined these little birds were. And despite the fact that every time they went to feed their young, not only is it that they're flying around in the cold and the rain, not only they were soaked to the feather, but on top of that, they got banged, smashed by the wind against the rafters 3, 4, 5 times before they managed to get in. And they didn't give up, because they were performing their duty. And as those little birds perform their duty, we should also be determined, whatever duty, service that's been allotted to us, we should also perform it, no matter what the difficulties are. This is ultimately Krishna's instruction to Arjuna. And by doing that, we become appreciated and recognized by Krishna. Hare Krishna.